Hello guys, welcome back. Jem here.
Okay, that was pretty good. Anyways, hi guys. Welcome back to another episode. I am joined today with my first ever guest on this podcast ever. Like, this is a historical moment. And I thought that the timing of it all would be perfect because this is also a special Valentine's Day episode. So we're just going to be talking a bit about, I guess, our relationship and a bunch of questions that are related to love.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ron. I am Jasmine's boyfriend. Yeah, I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to talk about... What are we talking about today?
You know, just love, Valentine's Day, our relationship. And I just want you guys to know that he basically begged me to be on this podcast.
I beg you to do this, but...
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I don't need this. I don't need this slander. But yeah, happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there that listens to my podcast. I want you to know that if you don't have a Valentine, I will be your Valentine.
I would too.
Okay, so for those of you that keep up with my podcast, you know that I've kind of talked a little bit about my relationship, like, here and there. Nothing, like, too crazy. I haven't really offered too many details, so it's honestly kind of wild that I went from, like, really obscure details to, like, fully just introducing you guys to, like, my boyfriend on an actual podcast episode. But you know what? It felt really fitting, and
yeah, I practically begged to be on here.
I was like, why not? Yeah, basically what we're gonna do, we both have a list of questions that we're gonna ask each other, and I've already seen, like, the questions that he kind of typed out for me to answer beforehand, but I still don't really know how I'm going to go about answering them, TBH. But you don't know the questions that I prepared for you. They're kind of similar.
They're kind of similar?
Okay. A little bit. But who wants to
I'm
go
I'm freeballing off the dome.
Should I go first?
Sure.
Oh, wait. Okay, before we jump into the questions, I guess it would be really good to give you guys, like, a little background of our relationship in case you aren't familiar with my podcast and you happen to be, like, maybe... the two new viewers that have stumbled upon this, and this is, like, the first episode that you're listening to. But I don't think I've mentioned this before, but we met on Hinge, and that's literally all I can offer right now.
Okay, well, I can, do you want me to fill in the rest?
Yeah, I think you should fill in the
okay.
rest.
Well, we met on Hinge. You know, I thought your Hinge profile was very nice, well thought out. You had a lot of interesting questions on there, or prompts, I mean. The one prompt I did answer, it was about thrifting, right?
Yes. I forgot what the prompt said specifically, but...
It's like, would you go thrifting with me or something like that?
Oh, like, what are the best spots? No, sorry. That was not it.
No,
just
yeah.
Something about thrifting. I just can't remember.
Yeah, I just remember being... I think it was, like, going on thrift dates or something. Or, like, one of the things that, like, we would do, I think, was the prompt. And then your answer was, going on thrift dates and things like that.
Yeah, and then he responded with just two emojis. It was, like, the guy holding up, like, a hand, like, waving. And then the other one was... I don't know what the other one was.
I think it was just exclamation marks.
Yeah.
Like the... just the stupidest thing I could think of at the time.
But it worked. I just want to let you guys know that when we first started talking, right? And when I saw his profile, I thought he was, like, a fuckboy.
And I still am, baby. Let's go.
But, like, I literally told you about this, though, on our first date and everything. I was like, oh, I feel like my initial impression of you is just so different after meeting you.
Yeah, I think I dressed the part, and I've heard many people tell me that, like, their first impression of me was that they thought that I was kind of menacing or, like,
menacing.
An asshole. Or not, like, they just, like, didn't feel welcomed by my, like, the way I looked on the outside.
What? Who said that?
I don't know. Some of my classmates, my friends.
What?
Like,
that's crazy.
They just think that I look, like, very intimidating. So I'm not super, like, surprised. But I don't know. Maybe I'll just, like, stop wearing clothes.
I mean, I kind of see what they're getting at. But I think, like, the moment that you smile, like, their perception, or, like, at least my perception and even my friend's perception of you, it's just, like, completely different. Because when you smile, it's, like, you look like a totally different person. Like, the vibe and energy that you give off.
That is so sweet, babe.
Yeah, like, wow. That's what Jess said. Yeah, she's like, oh, the moment that you smile, it's like you just look really approachable.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll work on my smiling when I'm like by myself in public.
What?
Or maybe I won't, so that people don't talk to me.
Yeah. Like, but, do you want people to approach you?
Honestly, like, yeah, it would be nice, but like, I don't like really. I mean, yeah, like, if somebody approaches me and talks to me, like, that'd be nice. Maybe I'm not like seeking it out, but like, I would love like interacting in public. Maybe not during like,
not during COVID. Yeah. Little brief background of how we met.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything like too interesting or exciting. Yeah. But that'd just be the norm these days. You know, like, who isn't meeting on an app, especially in the middle of a pandemic?
Yeah. Like Facebook dating.
Who actually uses that?
I don't know. I keep getting notifications for it though. But
why are you getting notifications for it? Is this a red flag?
Like, they just know something I don't, you know?
Okay, this is my question to you.
Right.
What was a misconception that you had about relationships prior to being in one?
Ooh, this is the first question?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. A misconception?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I think in terms of like misconceptions, maybe I just can't think of any right off the top of my head, but I feel like for me, I've always been surrounded with a ton of couples, like my entire family. Like, I have two older sisters. They've been in long committed relationships, like, for the longest time, like, way, like, since when I was like a child. Like, they've been together with their partners. And even like with my friends, like, I had always been the like token single friend. So a lot of the misconceptions about relationships, I feel like they're just a lot harder for me to find, mainly just because I've just been surrounded by like so many couples and all my life that I kind of knew, had like an idea of what relationships entail. And just like the wide range of like different types of relationships I've been exposed to kind of like put everything into perspective. Like, I kind of knew that like relationships are already complex, so I never really like thought too much about them. Like, I kind of just figured that like, I won't really need to worry about relationships or like what a relationship would entail, like, until I actually get into one.
That's a really good answer. It's really nice that you kind of grew up surrounded with these really healthy long-term relationships, and it gave you a good sense of what to expect and what isn't okay, I guess. Because I feel like with me, it's a little bit different. And like my experience, and even just like with my friends' experience and the people that I surround myself with, it's just completely different.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say all of them that I've been exposed to were like super healthy, but like for the vast majority of it, like, I've seen a lot of like breakups and going on breaks and things like that. So I kind of like understand where a lot of this stuff comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's just, I feel like it's just hard for me to judge relationships as like a blanket kind of thing. I think you gotta like really think about the context and stuff like that.
Wait, you know what's crazy? Wait, is it okay for me to say on the podcast that this is like, I guess, your first like real like serious relationship?
No. Yeah, you could say that.
Okay. I think what's really interesting is that even though this is like your first like serious relationship, you kind of navigate our problems and like when we go through issues as if you've been in like multiple relationships in the past. Honestly, like, if I'm being completely serious.
Yeah, no, like, from my it is just definitely like, you know, I've seen both my sisters, like their relationships have been lasting like 7+ years. Like one of them is like engaged and has a child. Like I have like, you know, I have a nephew right now, and it's just like, you know, like, I think that my sisters have definitely prepared me a lot. Not only my sisters, but my like friends, and like seeing what they've gone through and everything, and talking to you about like your friends as well. It's kind of like, I think I've just gained a lot of experience in general. But I don't want to claim that like I know I'm like a relationship guru, but like, you know, I just try my best to take things one at a time. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, that makes a lot of sense. I feel like you're not giving yourself enough credit, you know?
I think you're giving me too much credit.
No, never that. Like, if only you knew half the stories that, like, my friends be telling me and the stuff that, like, you know, I've gone through. Like, guys in general, they're just so oblivious and, like, ignorant most of the time, you know?
Are you saying that I'm different?
Yeah, but not to, you know, hype you up too much.
Well, I think you're different. I think you're one of the most special people that I've ever met.
Oh my God, stop. You can't be saying this on the episode. This is so embarrassing.
Okay, well.
Thank you.
Of course. Are you going to answer your own question? I feel like that's only fair, right?
I think a really big misconception that I had, and I don't think this revelation that I made, it doesn't have anything to do with like us, but it did happen like during the early stages of when we started dating. And basically this misconception that I had was I always assumed that like the healthiest couples out there didn't really fight often. But then that turned out to be a completely different story after I talked to my cousin, who's engaged now, and she's like been with her man for a couple of years. And we had this like one night where we were playing like we're not really strangers, and then we just started talking about like family, life, relationships, everything in between. And she kind of just like let me know that, like, you know, her and her like fiance, they actually do fight a lot, but like what really matters is what exactly like are you fighting over, and how you go about resolving these like arguments and issues. Like that's what's really important. And there's like no couple out there that doesn't fight, you know? It's like almost a normal part of a relationship.
Yeah, for sure. I think that is a very good common misconception. Wow, you really had that answer planned out, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I just thought about it right now.
Okay. You know what? My sister like said this to me, and it's kind of like really stuck. I've said it before to you like multiple times, I think, or we've talked about it. She was saying that relationships are kind of just when like two people that come from like two different places with different backgrounds, different experiences, different perspectives, and different traumas like find each other, want to be with each other. It's just these two individuals like colliding and like crashing into each other and trying to navigate that. Because like when you go into a relationship, I feel like you bring everything about your life and your personality into it with you, and you're trying to literally like merge it with another person who's trying to do the exact same. And it's just, there's never gonna be like a relationship out there that doesn't have rocky stages or like have rough patches, but like the difference is like how you guys handle that, right? And like the effort that you guys both bring to making it work.
Yeah, I really like that statement.
Yeah, shout out my sister.
Yeah. If she's listening. I think it's really interesting that you say, like, oh, colliding and, like, crashing into each other. Why can't it just be, like, a gentle nudge or something?
Imagine a gentle nudge, bro. Dude, I feel like we have the, like, yeah, like, the gentlest nudges compared to, like, everybody else, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it just happens so fast, and you just have to, like, really, like, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's also, like, really important to consider exactly what type of problems you guys are fighting over. Because if it's, like, major stuff, like, oh, they cheated, then I don't know.
I don't know what y'all doing, but... Okay, so my first question. What was your opinion about Valentine's Day prior to getting into a committed relationship?
TBH, I never really cared about Valentine's Day, except... on certain years where I'd be doing, like, Galentine's Day with my friends. But other than that, like, I virtually found it to be pointless because I also don't care for, like, sweets or chocolate that go on sale after. So I'm just like, this serves no purpose to me. And, but at the same time, I'm not, like, bitter towards a holiday because I feel like some people really hate it because they're like, oh, I'm, like, so single. I don't like seeing all these, like, couples show off their love or, like, brag about it. And I'm just like, whatever. It's not a big deal to me, TBH.
Yeah. I don't even know anybody like that. Like, how bitter must you be to just, like, hate this holiday that, like, doesn't really affect you?
I mean, they could have some trauma tied to it, you know? That's like, what true. If yeah, they right. got broken up with on Valentine's Day or something really traumatic happened?
They got into a car accident.
Yeah, it could be anything. So, totally understandable.
Yep. You yeah. are right. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
Ooh, opinions on Valentine's Day. I've never, like, Valentine's Day literally did not exist to me, I feel like. apart from, like, when you're in elementary school and you're, like, you know, exchanging the little, like, Valentine's cards.
Wait, but I feel like wouldn't. Like, every single year on Valentine's Day, wouldn't you always have that constant reminder because of, like, your sisters and their partners?
Yeah, but, like, I'm not that involved in my sister's life. So, like, you know, I'm pretty young. Most of my life has been, like, high school, college, or, like, elementary school. And it's just, like, I mean, like, I'm just not there. It's just been kind of, like, a whatever day. It's just, like, oh, it happens to be Valentine's Day today. Like, I'll go play some, like, Call of Duty or something. Like, you know what I mean?
Just expose yourself. He's a league player.
I'm not a league player. Yeah,
it's okay. You don't have to be ashamed. I love you for who you are.
I'm just mentally ill.
Oh, my gosh.
But Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Did you ever do anything with your friends?
No, not really. Like I said, like, most of my friends be, like, in their own relationships, so they'd be celebrating. Mm-hmm. I wish I did, though. Those seem, like, fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't really see a lot of guys do it. It mainly seems to be a girl thing for some reason. I mean, Galentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, like,
what Galentine's Day.
Ooh, I think you should start something.
Ooh, anybody want to be invited?
But yeah.
Okay. On to the next question.
Okay. I only have two questions for you.
Yeah, me too. Me too, yeah.
Okay. This one, I was really struggling with coming up with a good question because I wanted it to not be, like, basic, but then at the same time, like, I couldn't think of anything more thought-provoking. My question to you is, do you believe in love at first sight? Do you?
Maybe, but at the same time, like, I feel like everybody kind of does it to an extent. Like, you know that, like, meme that is kind of like a millennial meme now, I guess, but, like, it's just like, oh, like, when you see somebody that, like, is attractive and you, like, picture, like, your life together in, like,
yeah.
your mind and stuff like that. I feel like everybody does that, and it kind of just translates into, like, if it does work out, mm-hmm. you know, like, you do, like, build the courage to ask mm-hmm. them out, or, like, things work out, like, like, it works out. But, like, think about all the other people in your life that, you know, you thought was attractive, like, in the Walmart bathroom or something. I don't know. And you're, like, picturing your life together and it doesn't work out. Like, those people just, like, cease to exist, you know?
Maybe this was, like, a sentiment that held more value back in, like, the 1950s where like, would go out and, like, see someone for the first time and literally be like, I'm gonna marry this woman, and they actually do.
What I'm talking about? No, I know what you're talking about. That's definitely a really, like, I think that's why that you only see, like, old people say it. Yeah. 'Cause, like, I don't know.
I think it's like a cute thing that like kids believe in, you know, because they see it in like movies and TV shows, and it's like a really cute little thought.
Bro, if love at first sight is real, then my first real love is probably like Lola Bunny from like Space Jam or something. I don't know.
Oh my god, is that your celebrity crush? You've never told me this before. Why am I learning something new about you right on this podcast?
I don't know, bro. I'm pretty sure, like, if this is to be believed, I'm pretty sure Hermione would be my, you know, my love. First time I saw her on screen. When
did
I was
you
like,
just say Hermione?
Yeah, Hermione. I was, like, really young. I was, like, what, like, how old was I? Like, six?
I feel like my first... like love at first sight celebrity crush would probably have to be like David Henry from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Wait, which one?
It was an older brother.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was actually pretty built in that show.
He was. I always thought he was super cute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I agree with you on that.
They both share.
Yo, but that younger brother, you know what I'm talking about? Like, I'm
Jake T. Austin.
Or you say his name like that? What are you saying? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I remember in the later seasons, I'd be like, damn, you know what? He'd be looking like a pop star. Like, I feel like he could be a big shot. Like,
then he disappeared and no one ever saw him again.
But he, like, went off the grid.
Yeah. Apparently, he just DMs a bunch of random girls on IG.
Oh, Jake T. Austin. So he's kind
of, like, really fell off.
Jake T. Austin, why?
I know. David Henry could never. And he didn't, because now he's married.
Oh,
yeah.
You were right. Your intuition, off the charts. I would have went with Jake T. Austin and get, like, you know.
You would have got played.
Yeah, I would have.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, speaking of, you know, media and celebrities and celebrities we like, on to my next question. So we just watched the movie Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Featuring a star-studded cast, including, you know, Taylor Swift and Taylor Lautner.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts about that movie, as well as, you know?
I feel like that movie is just so quirky, and at some parts did think it was kind of funny, because I remember us, like, explicitly laughing at certain parts, and we just thought they were, like, really, really smart.
When Cal from Euphoria came on... to also play the closeted gay man.
Dude, but the similarities between his role and Valentine's Day, I'm pretty sure the producers of the show like were big fans of Valentine's Day, and they're like, okay, we got to give this man another like character arc.
You know how Terry Crews plays like the really muscular, funny, like wholesome man?
Where?
On like in anything he plays, like all of his roles. True. Yeah, that's like what's his name?
Eric Dane?
Eric Dane, aka Cal Jacobs. That's what Eric Dane literally plays, like the closeted gay but like masculine on the outside,
all
like
American hero.
Literally, that's like he's just casted as that every single time.
Except for when he was in Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I didn't watch that, but yeah. I can see that it's on his like discography. Is it discography? No.
Yeah, that's right. You got it right.
Anyways, what else? Like, what do you think about, like, the relationships portrayed in that? And, like, how does it hold up, you know? Like,
okay, well, first of all, I feel like the way that they portray, like, the relationships and everything, ridiculous. Every single one of them. Literally every single one of them. None of it made sense. Like,
who's in charge of the writing?
I have no idea. But, like... whatever they're getting paid, half of that, cut their paycheck. They should not be.
Should have been, I bet it's an unpaid intern right there behind that. That's why they're already, like, they just gave up. They're not even getting paid. They're just like, you know what? Let's just make every, like, relationship in this, like, completely terrible and unrealistic.
None of them were forgivable.
Ashton Kutcher, none of them. Man. Your fiance, who just accepted your proposal, ditches you immediately the next day, and you go out and, like, make out with your best friend. I don't understand. Anyways, sorry, no spoilers. I didn't mean to spoil
that. Why'd you do that? I'm so sorry if you're planning to watch the movie, okay? I'm so sorry.
Well, what about Taylor? The Taylors. Taylor.
You know what? I feel like they casted the perfect pop star for this role. And I was even telling you this yesterday, right? About how, like, she plays a quirky, like, white girl role really, really well. And I think she was, like, around the age of, like, a high schooler, too. So it just made sense. Like, she was 18 or something. Like, she was really young. And then they also, like, dated on the set. But I just think they do a really good job of, like, capturing young love, but obviously, like, the very dramatic end, like...
them, like, making out on, like, in a TV interview.
Yeah, no one actually does that.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's fun to watch. And I think it makes for good mindless entertainment. Like, this type of movie, they don't release a lot of movies these days that are kind of just like this, to be honest. Like, an easy watch.
Yeah.
Maybe the new Jennifer Lopez movie. I kind of want to watch it. You want to watch it with me?
Yeah. What kind of question is that? Why wouldn't I want to? They have something against Jennifer Lopez?
You know what? After we watch Spider-Man, we should go watch
it. Oh my gosh, you're right. Wait, it's coming out in theaters?
I think it came out today. Valentine's Day. Something like that.
Wow.
I don't know. I might just be making that up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know. I'm just being, like, gaslit right now.
Whoa. You can use that term. Not lightly, okay?
Oh, my fault. Okay. Okay. Well, I guess now it's just, like, the freestyle section of this podcast.
Ooh.
So, okay. Right off the top of my head, how was your Valentine's Day?
This Valentine's Day will go down in history. Like, it will be one of my core memories for years to come. Like, you really just... What? What is it? Okay, I know you've heard this already multiple times. Okay.
I didn't hear this multiple times.
Yeah. But really just exceeded my expectations. Okay, yeah, really just exceeded my expectations, and it's just really nice because I think that I'm very lucky to have someone, like, as thoughtful and caring, and is just, like, willing to put so much effort into something like this, because I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't receive this kind of attention and love from their partner, even though they should be. So it's just really nice.
if you're that person, you should leave. I'm just kidding. I mean, I'd have to understand your situation first. That's really nice to hear, because, you know, you do a lot for me, and I feel like Valentine's Day is one of the only days, but from, like, I don't know, like, our anniversary or something, like, where I can really, like, put effort into showing my appreciation for you and everything that you do for me without, you know, without me, like, it gives me a reason to, you know?
Mm-hmm. I think that's another reason why I was, like, really shocked with, like, everything that you did for me yesterday, just because, like, you already do so much for me. So I felt like that already has, like, hit, like, the ceiling of, like, everything that I want. So it's like, what more could you possibly do for me?
To be honest, when I say that now, I have no idea what else I'm going to do for you. No, but, yeah, no, like, of course. I mean, you do so much for me, and, you know. I mean, I think, like, we also have, like, very busy schedules, so, like, it's not that we can always, like, you know, take the time to, like, express our gratitude and stuff and, like, do things for each other, like, or make things for each other, or buy things for each other, like, all the time as of late. So it's nice to have, like, to finally have purpose for this holiday and, like, make advantage of it. Do you think if something tragic happened to us on this holiday that you would resent this holiday forever?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Wow.
100%. Because I feel like that trauma would just far outweigh, like, all the good things, as per how life usually is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, you could have had 1,000 beautiful memories at Disneyland, but if, like, one of your loved ones were to die at Disneyland, you would never go back.
What if I got into a terrible, tragic car accident today? Or
I would never get into a car ever again. And that's really true, though.
That's
like,
true.
People that have been on, like, what was it? People that have, like, lost a loved one or something on a plane, they'll probably never, like, board a plane ever. Wow.
They'll just take, like, the ferry?
Why would they take the ferry?
I don't know, like, how else? Like,
you also just go on a road trip in a car. You don't always have to take the ferry.
How are you going to road trip across the ocean, though? That's my question.
What are you talking about? That's not the only time you get on a plane, when it's across the ocean.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, what if you can't road trip? You know, what, were you going to swim across there? Like,
you just don't go.
If he wanted to, he would.
He'd overcome that trauma for you.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, like, I think we spoke about a lot of great things this episode. We really copied.
I
don't know what I'm saying. Can you close it?
Close what?
Can you end the podcast?
Okay, I'll end the podcast. Okay, well, I think what Jasmine is trying to say is that I think we really covered a lot of things that we've been meaning to cover. Like, I really wanted to know what your thoughts on the Valentine's Day movie was, because I feel like we didn't talk about it enough.
Yeah, we didn't. We just kind of watched it and then processed it silently and then went to sleep.
Yeah, I think it was just because we were tired.
That's true.
We celebrated Valentine's Day, like, a little earlier on the eve, so I think that this day in general has been really fun regardless of Valentine's Day or not, because I'm getting to spend it with you. Mm-hmm. And you know what,
every day that I get to spend with you, that basically feels like a special holiday.
Oh my god, that's really cute. Me too, I agree with you.
Like, it's not just a regular schmegular day.
Mm-hmm, you're
it's
right.
A special day.
Yeah. Do you think when people watch this episode, they're gonna be, like, turned off since it's just us, like, gushing about each other?
I mean, that's what they should expect, right?
Yeah, sorry guys, but it's your own fault for clicking on the Valentine's Day episode.
Literally, Taylor and Taylor.
Bella, where have you been, my loca?
Wait, he doesn't say my loca. He just says loca.
Where you been, loca?
Yeah.
No, I feel like my loca is way better, though. I should have wrote the script for that. No, I agree with you.
Okay.
I'm not saying that you're wrong. I'm just saying that my line, like, if I wrote that line, it would have been way better. But anyways, guys, thank you, Jasmine, for having me on.
Of course.
Thank you guys for listening. It was nice finally being introduced into the GEMCU. I'd love to be on again if you let me. I'll beg again. I'll air quotations beg to be back on here.
You can come on here whenever you want. You know?
Oh, amazing.
You can even have, like, special full dedicated episodes where you're the only one talking.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
My co-host.
Co-host? Oh, you're right. Oh, I'm the substitute. If you guys misbehave, I'm gonna leave a note. I'm gonna leave Jasmine a note, so you guys better be on your best day. Okay. Okay, this episode's over. Okay, bye-bye.